With Montana News, I'm Cassidy Alexander. A new fire has started roughly 4 miles south of Wise River in the Beaverhead National Forest. The 40-acre Adson fire was spotted around 2 this afternoon and is threatening seasonal residences. According to spokesperson Leona Roderick, officials are unsure how many homes are threatened. Firefighters are currently trying to establish a line to prevent the fire from advancing with the help of an engine and a helicopter. More resources are on the way. The incident report predicts any storms today will bring moisture and lightning strikes, with more thunderstorms expected tomorrow and increased winds on Friday. Officials are closely watching a small fire started by lightning last night in the south end of the Bitterroot National Forest. The blaze, 1/10 of an acre large, is located near Hamilton in the Lost Horse Drainage about a mile south of Camas Lake. Helicopters have been dumping water on the fire, which is burning on a steep cliff inaccessible to ground crews. No structures are at risk at this point, but Forest Service spokesperson Todd McKay says firefighters are making sure the fire doesn't spread to nearby timber, where it could grow to threaten homes and private property in the Lost Horse Canyon. Southwest and a portion of central Montana are under a National Weather Service red flag warning through 9 tonight. A mix of wet and dry thunderstorms will create numerous lightning strikes across the region. Any new fire starts from lightning strikes could grow quickly because of strong, erratic winds expected with the storms. 4 counties are under fire restrictions as of today. Golden Valley and Cascade counties are under open burn bans until further notice, while Jefferson and Lewis and Clark counties continue to ban debris burning. And starting midnight tonight, Toole County will ban open burning until further notice. A retired judge denied a request for a new trial by a Missoula man convicted of fatally shooting a German exchange student in 2014. Marcus Karm's new attorneys argued the lawyers in his trial for the killing of 17-year-old Darren Dede provided him with ineffective assistance by not fully defining self-defense statutes to the jury. The Missoulian reported yesterday that retired Missoula Judge Ed McLean, who presided over Karma's case and sentenced him to 70 years, disagreed, saying Karma received, quote, professionally competent assistance. Karma said he was defending himself when Dede entered his garage in Missoula to steal beer. Prosecutors said Karma and his girlfriend were trying to lure a burglar by leaving the garage door open after being burglarized twice before. Red Lodge author Jack Ballard has announced he is seeking the Democratic nomination for one of Montana's U.S. Senate seats. Ballard says he plans to file this week, joining Democrats Wilmot Collins and John Muse in seeking to unseat Republican U.S. Senator Steve Daines. In the race for Montana's Secretary of State, State Representative Forrest Mandeville of Columbus announced he is seeking the Republican nomination for the office. The Columbus resident said Wednesday he's a strong advocate for secure and accessible elections, as well as ensuring a friendly business climate and the responsible development of natural resources. Mandeville is in his third term in the State House and is chairman of a committee whose subjects include election law and campaign finance. He'll face off against outgoing Senate President Scott Sales in the Republican primary. A judge has sided with New Jersey's Attorney General and Governor Steve Bullock in a lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's decision to stop collecting information about donors to certain nonprofit groups. U.S. District Judge Brian Morris ruled yesterday that the IRS didn't give proper public notice before it stopped requiring social welfare groups, labor unions, and business associations to identify donors contributing more than $5,000.
With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. An 18-year-old girl from the Fort Belknap Indian Reservation was declared missing yesterday. Devilina Buckman Kelly, who has developmental disabilities, was last seen in Beach, North Dakota around 3 or 4 p.m. Tuesday. Olivia Reingold reports on law enforcement's efforts to locate her.
Blaine County Sheriff John Colby says his department is alerting other law enforcement agencies along the routes Kelly could have taken.
Based on what she had told some friends and family was that she'd met a guy online from Chicago and he was coming to see her.
Sheriff Colby says his department has entered photos of Kelly and an African-American male at a gas station in Grass Range, Montana, into a national database that all law enforcement agencies can access, the Criminal Justice Information Network. Kelly is 5'8 and approximately 130 pounds. Sheriff Colby says they were spotted in a gray-colored Lincoln with a newer body. The Blaine County Sheriff's Office is coordinating with the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Fort Belknap Police Department. Online, members of the Fort Belknap Daily Herald group on Facebook have speculated that Kelly is a sex trafficking victim. But Sheriff Colby says,
at this time, we honestly don't know if it's a sex trafficking thing or if he met her online and they've started talking.
Native people in Montana tend to go missing at rates that outpace their share of the state population. Anyone with information should call the Fort Belknap Police Department at 406-353-2933. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.
New forest closures were announced due to the North Hills Fire north of Helena, which has burned more than 4,700 acres. The Forest Service closure includes the southern gates of the Mountain Wilderness boundary, extending south along the York-Nelson Road to York. It also goes west along York Road to the forest boundary, then north following the boundary and Missouri River. Many residents in the Helena area were cleared to return to their homes today, including in the American Bar Subdivision, Nelson, El Dorado Heights Subdivision, everything south of North Slope Road and Overland Road, south of Overland Road, and south of North Slope Road. Areas still under evacuation include Noble Lane, Snowdrift Road east of Ferry Drive, T Road east of Ferry Drive, Big Belt Drive, West Haven Road, Countryside, Black Sandy Loop, Timber Trail north of Overland Road, Black Sandy Campground, and White Sandy Campground. Elsewhere, firefighters are working on a 52-acre wildfire on state land west of Kalispell near Tornillo Creek. The blaze, initially detected yesterday at 7 or 8 acres, grew into the evening and jumped control lines overnight. 4 helicopters are assisting 4 ground crews. Another 40 firefighters are expected tomorrow. A new fire has also started roughly 4 miles south of Wise River in the Beaverhead National Forest. The 60-acre Adson fire was spotted around 2 this afternoon and is threatening seasonal residences. Forest Service spokesperson Leona Roderick says officials are unsure how many homes are threatened. Firefighters are currently trying to establish a line with the help of an engine and a helicopter. Officials are also closely watching a small fire started by a lightning strike last night in the south end of the Bitterroot National Forest. The blaze, 1/10 of an acre large, is located near Hamilton in the Lost Horse Drainage about a mile south of Camas Lake. Helicopters have been dumping water on the fire, which is burning on a steep cliff inaccessible to ground crews. No structures are at risk at this point, but Forest Service spokesperson Todd McKay says firefighters are making sure the Lost North Fire doesn't spread to any nearby timber, where it could grow to threaten homes and private property in the Lost Horse Canyon. I'm Cassidy Alexander, Montana Public Radio.